Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Oh, oh, my love, you're so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and lift local in February for just $10 a month and no contract or free enrollment. Let's talk Britney and Billy. Britney Spears will remain under a conservatorship at least for a few more months. There were some rumors that they were going to loosen the restrictions that she had in place, but it looks like while they try and figure out what to do, that it's extended until the end of April.
I'm going to need an insider to write a book about this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. You know it's way juicier than even the stuff we know.
Yeah, and just and sad, too. But I just, from the outside, you're just like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I mean, she's, you know, to some degree, functioning at such a high level, but then all these people have to get involved for her day-to-day decisions, and then, you know, she's raising these kids, and it seems like everything's fine, but obviously there are other crazy things at play, so it's fascinating.
And then all of a sudden, her father, who was in control of the conservatorship, is no longer, because he got into a physical altercation with one of her sons, so now they've given the control of the conservatorship, at least temporarily, over to someone else.
Not Federline, right?
No, no. Okay. Jody Montgomery.
J-Mont?
Yeah. Billie Eilish. Her new James Bond theme, No Time to Die, came out on Valentine's Day, of course. And she and her brother Phineas talked about how they've written most of their music in their parents' house, in his bedroom. But they were on tour when this one came down, so they had to write it in their bunks on their tour bus. If you care about James Bond songs at all, this is pretty interesting. She talked about how they were given the first 20 pages of the script, which is, you know, with the Bond films, they'll play a little bit of the movie, and then you go into the intro of the film.
Right.
So they think they have the script up until the point when the song makes its debut in the movie. So they thought it was incredible. But when you're asked to write a James Bond song, you write it, and then they tell you whether or not it's going to work, but it's not yours until it's approved. Huh. It's not like Billie Eilish is writing this, whatever you give us is totally fine.
Really? I wonder if they have multiple artists work on it and then they choose one?
I wonder too.
Wow.
That's what I'm thinking. Mm.
But it's all these heavy hitters, so I'd be kind of bummed if I was, I don't know, somebody else who got asked to do it.
Yeah, then, I know.
Like Ariana Grande is over there slaving away on her Bond theme. We'll never get to hear it.
Hustlers shut out from a lot of the awards this year. A lot of people thought that Jennifer Lopez was maybe going to get an Oscar nomination. She did not. But her co-star Constance Wu talked yesterday on the Kelly Clarkson show about how she went undercover at a gentleman's club to get ready for the movie. She said she made $600 her first night. Totally in disguise.
Thought that girl looked familiar. That's $600.
I know.
She's a crazy rich Asian. She's in that movie, right?
She is.
I think so, yes.
Carrie Underwood has a book out, and you can see her in Nashville March 5th. She's starting a book tour. This sounds a lot like TB12, okay? She's maybe following in Tom Brady's footsteps. Find your path, honor your body, fuel your soul and get strong with the Fit 52 Life.
What's 52?
You're going to have to buy the book to figure it out. Fit 52.
So it's a fitness book. Yes. Is what Underwood put out. Huh.
And let me tell you, every time I go into Dick's Sporting Goods over at West County, her whole line is there. She's killing it.
Underwood?
She's got like a whole line of workout gear.
If I'm Underwood, let me tell you something. That Before He Cheats song, I'm not a country guy. That's one of the greatest songs I've ever heard in my life. If I'm Carrie Underwood and I'm coming up with a fitness program, all of the exercises are based around ruining your ex's car, right? So it's like this, you swing the bat at the thing and you keep all the things she does in that song. You know, nobody's with me on this?
I don't know. I don't think that's fueling her soul.
Can't you just see it?
No.
Take out the headlight. This is a great idea.
It's like wax on, wax off. I get it. It's her version of Mr. Miyagi.
I just think you could get fit and get revenge. The Carrie Underwood one.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's her next book. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. And we'll have more Entertainment Schmig at 8:40, including Adele losing it on some paparazzi over the weekend.
Ooh, I love that.
And details on her next album.
When Adele gets feisty, I tune in. Right now, another thing.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in February and lift local for just $10 a month and no contract or free enrollment. You just heard Adele's Rolling in the Deep, and some wedding guests heard it over the weekend as Adele's best friend, Laura Dockrill, married Hugo White from the Maccabees. Sorry, that was a Ross friend's joke. But he really does play in the band, the Maccabees.
Huh.
Adele officiated the ceremony and then sang at the reception. Sang Rolling in the Deep. Wow. Sang Spice Girls, Spice Up Your Life.
Nice.
Obviously. And mentioned that her new album is due in September.
She plugged her album at her friend's wedding?
Nice.
Come on, Adele.
Well, people were videoing the whole thing, and I think maybe someone asked her when she has a new album coming out, and she said September. It's not like, my name's Adele, and my new album's coming
out.
She's
like, iTunes and Spotify. There were 75 people there.
In the meantime, if you want a little bit more Adele, you can listen to her song, My Same, which was written about her friend, Laura. That's on Adele's album, 19.
My Same?
My Same.
Okay.
S-A-M-E.
Nice.
Don't question. Just do it. Sharon Osbourne, 100% white hair. She's been dyeing her hair once a week, dyeing it red for the last 18 years. She said she was finally tired of it. And so she went to a celebrity colorist, as you do. And he said her hair is completely white. So they did this transformation.
It looks good.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad at all.
It looks kind of silver.
He posted side-by-side pictures. She definitely does not look as rock and roll as she did with her red hair, I have to say. She looks like...
very elegant.
Yes.
I wonder if she's had work done again.
Yo, are you kidding me?
Yep.
Ozzy Osbourne, meanwhile, canceled his North American tour. He is seeking treatment for Parkinson's in Europe. So, no dates here. Justin Bieber just announced his tour, and he's talking a little bit about his Selena Gomez relationship. You knew it was going to have to, especially when she came after him with her new song.
I did not know. I did not know he was going to have to, but I'm thrilled. What did he say?
He said he thinks he was just, well, he was talking about Hailey Baldwin and how he wasn't ready to make a commitment to her. And then he said, I think I was just hurt from my previous relationship. In my previous relationship, we all know you're talking about Selena. I went off and just went crazy and went wild. I was just being reckless. So.
That's it?
That's all you get from the Biebs.
Well.
He also shaved off his mustache.
What?
Everyone's relieved. No one more so than his wife, who said that she was not happy about it.
Yeah, talk about reckless. That thing was huge.
Boy,
yeah. Yeah. Movie soundtracks that are more popular than the movie. Number one on the list is Prince's Purple Rain.
Huh.
And number five on the list is something very close to Kevin's heart. Not to Kevin Hart, the actor, to Kevin Berghoff's heart.
Oh, is it the jazz singer?
Yes, it is.
Oh, with the great Neil Diamond and Lucy Arnaz. And... And I'm trying to think who was not Sir John Gielgud. It was
that's
the other famous guy.
Okay, that's enough. That's all we needed.
You lost me at Lucy Arnaz.
We talked earlier about how Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon, is going to donate $10 billion to save the planet. Tonight on PBS, Frontline, Amazon Empire, the rise and reign of Jeff Bezos.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Are they going to beat him up a little bit? Is that why he's doing this?
Don't know.
What's Frontline?
It's a show on PBS.
Oh.
Been on for like decades.
Tell me how it is.
This guy doesn't own the tote bag. And then tonight...
What's PBS?
It's like peanut butter without the jelly.
Oh, okay. True TV tonight, the series premiere of Hot Ones, the game show. My husband was watching the trailer for this, and he's like, we have completely run out of ideas. But this is actually a twist on the web series where they interview celebrities while they eat hot wings that get hotter and hotter and hotter. This one, though, just regular Joes competing at a chance for $25,000, answering trivia questions while eating increasingly hot and spicy wings. One guy said he never knew his eyeballs could sweat.
Based on just the title, I thought Lorenzo Lamas and his laser pointer were coming back.
Yeah.
I love it.
Hot! Yeah, he used to host Hot or Not. That used to be a TV show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean...
It's good.
Don't act like we all of a sudden have lost all sense. This has been going on since the Lamas days. That's Entertainment Schmig. We have more online at Y98.com, more in podcast form on our website, the radio.com app, and wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Y98, it is celebrity birthday time. We'll start off with Pat Sajak's letter-turning friend. How old is Vanna White?
Oh, man. How long she be doing this?
A pretty long time. I want to say over 30 years.
I'm going to say. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I mean, she definitely looks good. So it makes me think she's... I'm going to say 57.
60.
61.
63.
Wow.
63.
Yeah, still she's got been it. Doing it since the mid-80s, right?
Yeah.
That's 35 years.
Speaking of the mid-80s.
Still got it.
Yeah. But speaking of the mid-80s, how old is 80s queen Molly Ringwald?
I just thought that turning 16 would be so major that I'd wake up with an improved mental state that would show on my face. I look exactly the same as I have since summer. Utterly forgettable.
She was in that Avocados from Mexico commercial during the Super Bowl.
54.
55.
I was thinking 53.
52.
Oh, wow.
52.
Ah.
How old is rapper and Eminem's mentor, Dr. Dre?
It's the one and only D.R.E. Dr. Dre, the buck. You know I'm mobbing with the D-O-double-G.
Dr. Dre.
He's 50.
I think he's older.
I think so, too.
50.
55?
That's 55 is correct.
55.
And finally, what a vast movie career. What a vast even musical catalog. How old is John Travolta?
Oh, gosh, Slim. I really do have to know.
Come on, it's freezing out there.
I know, it's too cold.
Travolta. His long, long career, and we got his Baby It's Cold Outside with Olivia Newton-John.
His hair, just about 4 years old.
Yeah, barely.
At best.
Yeah. John, 67?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I don't think he's quite 70. 66.
66.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Those are your celebrity birthdays today. Happy birthday if you're having one as well.
All right, Lance Hildebrand, final look at traffic.
Better now. Westbound 270, rolling past 360.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!